You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. With daily COVID-19 positive cases remaining high, the Slo County Public Health Department is adding another incentive in hopes of persuading people to get vaccinated. And to avoid outbreaks in schools, the Paso Robles School District has created a new position to track cases. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
COVID-19 testing sites throughout Slo County are busy. This week, the county added a new testing site in Grover Beach to help keep up with demand.
We're doing about 375 tests a day in Paso Robles and about 575 tests a day in San Luis Obispo.
Michelle Shoresman with Slo County Public Health says health officials are also cautiously preparing for another possible surge from Labor Day gatherings. It's been just over a week since the holiday, and symptoms tend to show up anywhere from 2 to 14 days after exposure.
We're just nervous in general right now. Case counts have just been so high, and we've watched them go up for over the last few months since the June reopening.
With positive cases popping up in local schools, the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District, at their board meeting Tuesday night, approved a new position, someone who can track and monitor COVID testing and positive cases.
Having a contact tracer actually helps us gather the data more quickly so that we can mitigate any type of spread, because our goal and intention is to keep kids in school. We cannot close schools again.
Jennifer Gaviola, deputy superintendent for Paso Robles School District, says a major role of the contact tracer would be coordinating the weekly testing for staff who are not vaccinated, which is roughly 200 people.
If in any of those cases there's positive tests that come up, we have to interview the individuals and find out who they were near, if there was an exposure, and if there needs to be a quarantine or a modified quarantine. So you can imagine just the layers of all of that work that that individual would be doing.
With about 63% of eligible residents fully vaccinated in the county, the Public Health Department is hoping to attract non-vaccinated individuals by offering shots for shows. On Thursday, from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Fremont Theater, people who get vaccinated can pick up a free ticket to attend a show to see performers such as Pennywise, Postmodern Jukebox, and Brett Young. We'll have more details on our website at kcbx.org. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.